the air. Today's game, Washington County 7-8-year-old softball versus Columbus, is made possible by Winston Lumber Company, ATB and Branham, Batters Box, QP Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Cody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Peter Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger Brenham, Domin Associates, BVR Materials, Lynn College, Coaches Insurance, Tielemann General Constructing, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Service, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's By and By, Seidel Schrader, Blitzky Waterwell Service, Thrive at La Morella's Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Congenera Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the fields for the pregame with your host, Javier Jr., after these words from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Okay.
Felder's By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
All righty, getting started here. Javi Jr. with KWHI Sports. Got a special guest with me, Daryl Kiki. How you doing today?
Man, it's a great day to be at a ball game with watching young kids play ball, have fun. This championship game tonight here on Roberts Field in Burton. The weather, it's cool. It's shade down here just like you're in an air-conditioned booth. You tasted sweet tea for the first time and actually drinking it since they don't have tea in Miami and stuff, and I'm really proud of you, buddy.
Well, y'all do got some sweet tea out here, and I'll tell you what, we're out here in Burton where the facilities are great, the weather is even better, and this game should be a good one as well. Today we got 8U Coach Pitch Softball Little League All-Star Tournament between Washington County and Columbus, and this will be the final. So Washington County being the undefeated team, they will only need one victory to take the title, whereas Columbus will need a victory to force a game two, and then it'll be a winner take all. If that does happen, we're going to have a doubleheader here today, but again, only if Columbus is able to get the victory in game one here, which we're about to get started. And honestly, two of the better defensive teams in this tournament, and of course defense wins championships, so we'll see which defense is going to win that championship, and we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back for some more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors. And a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank. Serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Taylor.
And I'm Mac Ehler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Boobelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
Number 10.
All right, back to Burton, where it's time for the starting lineups. And just missed a couple names there. Burton being announced here with Teresa Fitzgerald, number 0, and number 10, Hattie Busselman. With that being said, Brynlyn Chiflett comes out, and we'll get let the announcer, Dean Fox, take over.
He is wound up tonight.
He sure is.
Number 9, Logan Wright. Number 12, Stella Anderson. Number 77, Layla Henneke. Number 5, Sage Leopold. Number 14, Rowan Cheka. Number 3, Karis Martin. Number 99, Hayden Busselman. And number 7, Olivia Neal. Columbus is managed by Blake Shiflett. Coaches are Travis Busselman, Mitchell Leopold, and Manny Leyendecker.
And, of course, Dean Fox, always ready to have a good time, just like you, Daryl.
Yeah.
And now this place should go crazy with Little League Washington County.
J.C. Belden. Number 10, Brindley Rondeman. Number 30, August. Number 3, Avery Clark.
Dean Fox running out of gas there.
Number 13, Lila Zwinneman. Number 8, Tatum Pellerin. Number 11, Olivia Coleman. Number 5, Brindley Kmitch. Number 4, Tatum Toppy. Number 23, Ryan Gable. Number 14, Claire Schulte. And number 2, Emery Roberts. Washington County is managed by Sarah Kamich, coached by Ren Ronderman, Sean Kelleran, and Kate Zwinnerman. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would please stand and remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem.
Just like that, it's time to play ball here at Roberts Field in Burton.
One, two,
we're going to get that play
three.
Ball call here. All right, with that, let's play ball. We'll be back with the first pitch after a quick word from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Kinjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kinjuratile has been owned and operated by the Kinjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kinjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Kinjuratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
All right, back to Burton at Roberts Field here, where we got a quick start here. Manager Blake Shiflett wasted no time with warm-up pitches, so threw our timing off a little bit there. He gets right to it and seems that was the right choice to make, because as soon as he gets started here, he gets two leadoff singles right off the rip, one with a nice hard swing. Next one, a bunt laid down beautifully. Brinley Ronderman able to collect it and get it over to third base in time for what seemed like an out, but because she was in the pitcher's circle, it's called a dead ball. So runners on first and second here for the Columbus as they honestly dodge a little bit of a bullet there.
Yeah, got no outs here.
No outs, and top of the first with two runners on with the first two headers. I mean, you can't ask for a better start unless you do something like this, and that's a hit right up the middle. And that's number 43, Chiflett, who hits, gets a nice hit up the middle. And that scores a run, RBI single, as Fitzgerald comes in to score. So 1-0 already in favor of Columbus. And they came out here to play today, Darryl.
Two solid hits there and a nice bunt.
Bunt counts as a hit, right?
Yeah, it hit, but a solid rip on these last two up the middle.
Oh, yeah. And here comes number four, Josie Leindecker. This is going to be fouled off. And a nice play made over there right against the wall in foul territory over the fence. One of the dads over on the Columbus side able to make the one-handed snag.
And a nice throw back to Shiflett on the mound.
Yeah, he might have been a ball player.
Yeah, I bet he was a Columbus Cardinal one day.
There you go. So here's Leindecker again. This pitch, she's going to show bunt, and she's going to lay it down. It's going to go foul right side. I'll set all the runners back, keep them on first and second, and bring up pitch number three. A little frustration already here for Washington County.
Not the start that they used to have.
Not at all. No outs here. Already allowed a run. But this one fouled back. Brings up pitch number four.
Columbus been in the loser's bracket since they lost to Washington County last Friday, 6-2, and they've been playing a lot of good ball.
Yeah, went running 12-1 yesterday. And this is going to be fouled right side, and that will be pitch number four for a foul, so she's down to her last pitch here. She's got a swing here. Let's just see if she can do like her teammates have done here. So Josie Leindecker going to take a couple practice swings, a couple tips from both coaches at first and third. Here's the pitch, and she's going to rip this one foul, so won't be a hit, but she'll stay alive here.
WC could use a ground ball to third that she could step on the base and throw it to first.
A little double play. Let's see if it's a good opportunity for it. And that would be impressive here. And this is going to go right side off the roof of the dugout. Another foul. Staying alive here, Leindecker.
She is. Please return foul balls to the announcer stand, please.
She is making Coach earn this.
I need to move Gable over a little bit to that first baseline.
Here it is, and this one right up the middle into.
That's a double.
Oh, a mighty double hit by Jason Belvin.
Triple play.
One-handed grab, reaches all the way behind her and makes the grab to get the out.
Heck of a play by Belvin. And there's a double play. Almost,
yep.
And had the right mind to get ready to throw it to first and almost
had a
triple play.
Wow. I would say you talked about these two teams being a very good defensively. J.C. Belvin just showed us right there. Fly ball. She catches it for the out, then flips it quickly to second for a double play right as the Burton guru called it. Darryl wanted a double play, got a double play.
Hate to be right.
Here comes the two outs for Columbus, and up to bat is Logan Wright. Runner only on first now. Beautiful double play there. You got to love
that.
That was huge. And, yep. I mean, not an easy catch to make. No. It was a pop-up, but she reached behind her head to catch that. Almost surprised herself with that one.
All right.
And this one left side, flied up, and that's going to be the third out of the inning to retire the side. So Washington County takes momentum back after allowing three quick hits that scored a run for Columbus. That makes it 1-0 in favor of Columbus. We go to the bottom of the first. Washington County wanting to respond after a word from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
This Father's Day, H-E-B is your go-to destination for celebrating Dad in the best way. From premium steaks and grilling essentials to craft beers, snacks, and sweet treats, H-E-B has everything you need to fire up his day. Find great gifts too, like grilling tools, sauces, and more. Whether he's a king of the grill or just loves a good meal, H-E-B helps you make it memorable. Show Dad how much he means with the best from HEB. Because this Father's Day, no one does it bigger or better than Texas's favorite store.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facilities, the Batter's Box. 2025 Summer Baseball and Softball Camp registrations are now open. Visit us online and register today. Mark your calendars. Tryouts for fall 2025 season will be happening in July. Contact us today for more info. Go online to battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
All right, leading things off here in the bottom of the first for Washington County is J.C. Belvin, and she gets a hold of one, pops it up, and caught for the out at first base is number 10, Hattie Busselman for Columbus, put an out on the board, and up next to bat is going to be Brindley Ronderman. And she's going to attempt a bunt there, and that one goes straight back. Just a little too far under that one. That'll bring up pitch number three. First one was a ball. One that she looked in. Smartly so. And let's see if we can get some pitching here from Coach Kimmich. I know last time we saw them, Daryl, you were joking with her about a pitching change. And
yeah, I always joke with her about she's getting ripped pretty bad. And there it is.
And this one, left side, is going to be fall in right down that third base line. Coach Kimmich gives her a perfect pitch there, and she's able to take advantage and put it over into left field. No doubt about that one falling in, and that will be a leadoff, a single for Ronderman after the out. So one out, they have, Washington County has a runner on here. And up next to bat is number 30, Audrey Smith.
Come on, Audrey, hit one hard.
A little neon green bat. I think she went with a different bat this time.
Yeah. Must have bought her a new one. You know how that goes when you wear them out. You got to get a new one.
Oh, yeah. Of course, these aluminum ones a little harder to wear out, but it does happen. Or maybe just a superstitious thing.
That's where I was going with that.
All right, she'll take the first one for a ball. Here comes pitch number two. And she'll take this one as well. That one looked over the plate, though.
I think I'd have come out of my shoes on that one.
Coach Kimmich doing a great job of giving her players good pitches here. She does so again. And ripped by
Audrey Smith.
And a beautiful play made at second base.
Nice play.
Columbus is ready to field here today. That was hit very hard right down the second base hole, and she jumped up and snagged that one for a second out.
That was headed to right center where they could have run for a while.
Yeah, I believe that's Rowan Cheka. Can't get a good look at her number, but I believe she's in second base.
Clark needs to come up with a good hit right here.
Here's Avery Clark, left-handed batter for Washington County. She'll take the first one. And here's pitch number two, and she's going to get a hold of that one, put it in well into left field, and Ronderman will get the second, grounding second, trying to get to third. She's getting a lot of the rundown, and she beats the tag. Oh, no, Coach Soren's going to say she ran out of the runner's line. Well, that's going to get a good reaction from the Columbus side. Okay, she got out of their runner's lane in order to get away from that tag. She did get away from the tag,
but she went too far
out into the grass, and that's going to make it an out here. Coming up to have a conversation are the umpires.
Yeah. He can't overrule this one.
Coach Hiley disagrees there.
She's out.
And they're going to keep it as an out, and Coach Kimmich completely in disagreement there.
That's it. See, she's arguing, and it's not. It wasn't Joseph's call.
At the end of 1 inning, the score is Columbus All-Stars 1, Washington County All-Stars
0. So that's the end of 1 inning, and that's a one-run lead here for Columbus over Washington County, and a must-win situation for them. So we'll be back for the top of the second inning after a word from our sponsors.
Mr. Winchild and Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Winchild prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Winchild crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and the coaches good luck.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
All right, back here to Roberts Field, where to lead things off is number 12, Anderson. Stella Anderson for Columbus. She rips one in the left field on the very first pitch, and she gets herself a leadoff single. So Columbus still hot on the bats. Only a one-run lead for them here, so they'll be in need of adding to that. And here comes Layla Henneke with a runner on first and no outs. She comes out in an ideal situation as that second batter. Washington County going to want to step up the defense here. They need three quick outs so they can have a chance to respond and get back into this ball game. And this is going to be ripped left side, and the play is not going to be made in left field. So that'll fall in.
Double
base hit, and the ball's going to get thrown around here. And collecting the ball is to Mitch over in the catcher position, but not in time to make a play. And the throw to the pitcher circle also dropped as well, and that almost gives them another run, but thankfully Ronderman was able to gather that before allowing the runner to advance to home. That now puts runners on second and third for Columbus and Washington County. You have to think, a little sweat gathering on the brow here.
So far, not on their A game.
And here comes Sage Leopold, and she'll foul this one back. You got to wonder where those couple wins they had to get in order to get to this point have given them the confidence needed. I believe they're coming off three straight victories.
Three victories. And
this one right up the middle, gathered by at second base and turned into first for an out. But that does score Anderson. So that's going to be a nice sacrifice there by Leopold to get the runner in. That makes it now a two-run lead for Columbus.
Nice play by Belvin again on that ground ball to get her out at first. Need to get out.
Well, I'll tell you what, you said they're not in their A game. J.C. Belvin is. But you can only do so much when there's nine people. She made already a couple great plays today and puts an out on the board there. And up to bat is now Rowan Sechka. Checka. And here comes the bunt attempt. That one will go skip off the top of the bat there. Straight back for a foul. Plenty of energy here tonight.
Yeah.
No lack of that for sure.
Before the night, it's really going to get even louder. Two really good programs playing.
And this is going to be in right into the right side of the infield to the first base. And the throw coming into home and safe at home is going to be Henneke. So that scores another run for Columbus. Avery Clark made the right decision, gathered the ball in front of first base and gets it to home. But Henneke, good hustle, able to beat the throw.
Slid underneath the tag.
So that's how we get here to 3-0 in favor of Columbus. We have an untied shoe in right field, so we'll allow for that to get fixed up.
Schulte got it tied back in that double bow.
And here comes number 3, Karis Barton. And she's going to show bunt. And she's going to lay this one down right in front. Ronderman with the throw on time. That'll be a second out for him. But that does advance. The runner does its job at the end of the day. So now Columbus with a runner on third have one more out to try to get them home. Already a 3-run lead for them.
Nice play by Ronderman to get in there and get that ball and make a strong throw the first.
Very rarely do you see her miss that play right there. That's right in her back pocket at all times.
You know, you got to have a quick young lady at the mound because they're pretty much the quarterback out there. They're going to get, if I had a guess, they're going to get at least 50% of the balls, if not more. And
right.
They, you have to have, I called it a hawk. I had, you know, you always put your fastest player, your person that wants the ball. In that circle.
The combination of speed and intelligence is the perfect combination for that pitcher circle. And here comes number 99, Busselman, swinging bunt there. And a rundown situation, oh. And Ronerman's going to hit the runner with the ball.
Save the run.
The throw was on line. The only problem is the runner was on the line as well.
Great job by Zwinneman backing that play up, too.
Yeah, I'm just going to check on the runner, make sure she's okay. But that now advances runner all the way to second on what was a swinging bunt. So she takes advantage and gets an extra base off of that one. So
good play by Ronderman, though, not to throw it to first because she would have walked home then and had no chance
correct.
Of getting that runner at first.
The right thing to do was to throw it to third,
absolutely.
That's for sure. Or home if they were already gone.
Yes, sir.
But Ronderman, again, not a player that never makes the wrong decision or usually doesn't make the wrong decision, makes the right decision there. Again, just unfortunately hits the runner. So glad the runner is okay, but that's going to score a run. As up the bat is number 7, Olivia Neal, and she puts this one in the left field, and that's going to score that run that was prevented by Ronderman, and that's now 4-0. That now puts this Columbus team at 3-run score here in the top of the second inning and a big 4-0 lead.
It's all solid hits, too. It's nothing you can do about them.
A couple good bunts, a couple good hits. I mean, they're doing it in every way. Good base running.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple bounces their way as well.
Yeah.
Come on, team. So, 2 outs. Look back to the top of the order. This is Teresa Fitzgerald. She got the scoring started off here, scoring the first run of the game in the top of the first inning. She'll be looking to drive in a run this time. And she's going to hit this one into shortstop, and that a nice throw made by Zwinnerman is going to get the ball to first in time for the out. And with retiring the side, that is a 4-run lead for Columbus as we go to the bottom of the second after a word from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
Things off here is Wehrman for Washington County in the bottom of the second, and she lays down a bunt beautifully and gets to first base. So Coach Kamich calling an aggressive game here. She notes she needs runners on and she needs some runs scored. Down four runs here in the bottom of the second inning in a game that had eight runs total scored last time these two teams faced.
It's completely uncharted waters for Washington County being behind, but they're not going to quit. They're gonna put some points on the board.
And with that, here comes Tatum Pellerin. And she's going to hit this one right up the middle. A nice hit there, and that'll be a single for Pellerin. So now two leadoff singles for Washington County. That's going to be exactly what they need, the kind of start that they need to start mounting a comeback here. And like you mentioned, really uncharted waters. I wouldn't be surprised if this is their first time trailing all tournament.
Absolutely, it is.
And here comes Olivia.
Doesn't take but one inning, though, partner,
to
get it going, and this could be it.
Still well within reach. If it's within five runs, you're in the ballgame. Number 11, Olivia Coleman, up, and we've seen her have some really nice hits here. Tall, lanky swinger of the bat.
She can hit the ball a long way. I watched her during league play here a couple times, and she hit a lot of balls at left field.
Strong batter, and she hits this one with some power, but that will go foul right side on her second pitch. Brings up pitch number 3. And a 1-1 count. Took the first one for a ball. Here comes pitch number 3. This one too high from Coach, and Olivia Coleman smartly looks that one in. Nothing to swing at there. Get one you like. Let's see if Coach is going to give her one here. Nice and low. And this one ripped in a right field. That'll fall in. And rounding third is Winterman. And Winterman's coming home. She's going to score and put a run on the board. And rounding third now is Pellerin, who comes in for another run. Just in time, gets past the halfway mark. And Olivia Coleman has herself a 2 RBI triple. Wheeling this Washington County All-Star team back into this ballgame. They've now cut that lead in half for Columbus. 4-2 does Columbus lead now, but with no outs and a runner on, Washington County is in prime position to erase that here. And up to bat is number 5, Brinley Kamich.
She's going to rip this ball.
And Kamich does represent the tying run here.
Coach is putting a little extra behind the ball tonight, and I like that they're throwing harder because, you know, when you throw it harder.
Side, down the third base line is going to be turned into first base for the out. And I'm sorry, go ahead, Darryl. Oh, and this one's going to get away from the catcher. Coleman trying to make the catch, and she's going to get turned out, and she's going to get hurt on that one. Looks like when she came in sliding, she caught her knee into the grass, and just a bit of an awkward slide there, and not a pretty scene. We hope she's okay, and we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors to take a minute for a break here.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Okay, and back here to Roberts Field, where unfortunately Olivia Coleman, who just had a bit of an awkward slide into home plate, seemed to have suffered what seems like a lower back injury based on what she was holding. She was holding her lower back. So they'll get her some attention in the dugout, but thankfully she was able to walk off under her own power. Always a good sign there. And we'll get an update as soon as we can. But to the field of play, unfortunately she was tagged out, so that puts two outs on the board for Washington County. But, of course, the most important thing is whether she's okay.
Yeah,
so
we just pray she's fine.
We hope she's all right. Hopefully it was just, you know, air, wind knocked out of her. Could be anything, but she was holding that lower back. Hopefully she's all right. But back here, it's going to be number four, Toppy, up to bat. And pop up there into the infield that is dropped, and that'll put her on first base. Unfortunately, on that last one with the tag out and everything, that did clear the runners off for Washington County. So now that puts a runner on with Toppy. With only one out left, down two runs.
Come on, Ryan.
Here comes Ryan Gable, and she represents the tying run. Only one out to get it done in this inning, though. And she'll foul this one right side hard. Gives a jump scare to a little bit of the audience. And coach giving her a clap there because that was a hard hit ball. All right, and here's Ryan Gable. This one too far inside for her liking, and she'll let that one go by. That's the second pitch. And a nice play made there by Coach Kamich. Ball a little bit out of her reach, full extension, able to get that one in there. Save a little time for us. And this one ripped, and that's going to be a nice catch by Teresa Fitzgerald. Makes the grab in the pitcher circle and retires the Washington County side. Down two runs here.
The end of two, the score is Columbus All-Stars 4.
So they'll stay down two runs, but they cut the lead in half for Columbus. Columbus leading 4-2. We'll be back in the top of the third inning after a word from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
At Citizens State Bank, we believe strong communities are built on trust and service. That's why for 100 years, we've been proud to stand by you with local decisions, dependable customer service, and the tools you need, like online and digital banking. With branches in Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties, we're here to serve your family and your future. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more. Member FDIC.
All right, as we get going here, top of the third inning, here comes Hattie Busselman for Columbus, who, after having their lead cut in half, will be looking to add some more here, a little bit of insurance against a very good Washington County team. And both of these teams very good. That's how you get to the final. And here comes the first pitch, and that will be a swing and miss from Busselman.
Defense has been showing out at times.
Both of these teams, tremendous defense. I mean, you can't argue there. On the play where, unfortunately, Olivia Coleman got hurt, that was the right play and made well. And this one's going to be hit right into the infield on the right side in the two-base hole, second-base hole, and that's going to fall in for Busselman, and she'll get a leadoff single. And out to bat now is going to be number 43, Brynlyn Shiflett, daughter of Blake Shiflett, the manager of this Columbus side. And she is a player that defensively, last time we saw her make plenty of great plays, and did so at her last time at the plate as well with a hit. Let's see if she could do that again. She rips one right down the middle, and that's a single for her. So another base hit for this Columbus side. Now puts runners on first and second with no outs to lead off this third inning. And that does spell trouble for Washington County. Of course, they have a little wiggle room. They were undefeated, so they have a loss to give. But you got to imagine Coach Kamich and these girls want to end it in game one. Last thing they want is a winner-take-all game with Columbus having momentum. But on the next play, the little bunt laid down there by Josie Leyendecker does its job, advances the runners. A good job by Washington County to hold everybody off and only allow one base and not score any runs. And with the making the right decision, going to home with that one, let the runner get on first. Yeah, bases loaded, but no more runs come in. The only problem is still have no outs. So any play that you make has got to come home here.
Yep, if it's hit to the pitcher, you come home. But the biggest thing, getting out.
And this one, a swinging bunt, and that one's got to come home. Blonderman's going to get it there, and that's going to be a off the glove for another run here. 5-2 for Columbus. And Washington County, not the way they wanted this to go. Columbus keeps the bases loaded, scores a run to add to their lead, now a 3-run lead. And with no outs, bases loaded, definitely in position to add some more here. And up to bat is number 12, Stella Anderson, who scored a run earlier. She'll take the first pitch. Here comes pitch number 2. She'll swing at this one and miss, unfortunately. And she's sporting the ever-popular softball ribbon on the pigtails.
One that me and you are going to wear next year.
Yeah, we're going to wear those. That's bandanas?
Yes.
Whistle right down the middle is collected. The tag made by Belvin, and she tries to get the double play in, and they're going to say that's a double play for J.C. Belvin. Does score another run for Columbus, but another nice play by J.C. Belvin. That's her second double play in a row.
Unbelievable there, the tag and the throw the first.
Yeah. That's just the awareness of her. She knows what to do, and she does it well. Gets the ball, makes the tag on the runner that was on the way to second. Yeah. Gets the ball to first base in time. That's a double play and a clean one as I'd ever seen.
That's a huge play right there.
But again, does score a run, so Columbus has their 4-run lead back. And on the very next one, they're going to make it 5 runs now as Henneke rips one right down the middle for an RBI single. Burton Bugs.
Back to Miami Mosquitoes.
All right, so now 5-run lead here for Columbus over Washington County. And a nice double play from Belvin did alleviate the situation a little bit, but they have allowed 1 run on that play and another run here. So 5-run lead, Washington County in danger of this game getting away. And Ronerman, a nice diving play, able to stop the ball right by the pitcher's circle. But with the dive, the runner is able to advance, and the throw will not be in time, so she does not risk it with the throw. Smart play there. If you don't have a chance to make the play, just keep it in your hand. Don't risk this ball getting thrown around and give away free bases. 2 outs, runners on first and second, and here comes Rowan Cheka. Washington County in desperate need of an out here. And this one, a slow roller to Ronderman, who flips it to first. And that's the out they needed. They retired the side. But Columbus grows their lead to 5 runs. 7-2 in favor of Columbus. We'll be back for the bottom of the third after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree, or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
Back here at Roberts Field, Schulte just led off with a base hit to left for Washington County. Need to get on the board here. If we get five, it's a tie ball game, and we're back to where we started from.
And you're exactly right. I mean, it's just at the edge of getting out of hand here.
Yeah, they have to score some runs here to get some of the momentum back.
So here steps Emery Roberts. She's going to show bunt, but that one will get past.
He's going to, if she puts this ball down, you're going to hear Washington County get mad because she's out of the batter's box.
All right, so here we go. Roberts on this one. She's going to rip this one right down the middle. Can she beat the throw? A little bit of a fumble there will allow the runners to beat the throw. And now that puts runners on first and second. A little bit of a gift there for Washington County. They got away with one there.
So we need to keep building on this, girls.
But a nice sliding stop by the second base over in for Columbus.
Got the top of the order coming up.
Just not able to make the exchange at second base to get the out. But does prevent extra bases. Here comes J.C. Belvin. And she's going to lay this bunt down. It's going to come off the back of her heel. Kind of hung in the air for a second. And as she took off her first base, it comes off her heel. And that will be a foul ball. Getting a little direction from coach. And all smiles there. She knows what she has to do now. Just swung on that one a little bit too much, and that created that weird motion that left it hanging in the air. Just got to leave it out in front of the plate. She does well there. Oh, what a bunt.
What a play here, though.
And a nice play made by Teresa Fitzgerald to Shiflett at third base to get the out. Sometimes you make a good play offensively, but the defense makes a great play, and that's exactly what happened there.
Wow. She had her mind made up from the beginning. I'm going to third. Because that has to be bang, bang.
Yep. So here comes number 10, Brindley Ronderman. Defense was the name of the game when we talked about the pregame keys to this game, and it's shown up here. The fielding has been phenomenal. And this one, again, right down the third base line, and Shiflett picks it up, steps on third. Another play at third base to put a second out on the board here. So what looked like great momentum for Washington County has quickly turned into two outs. And up comes number 30, Audrey Smith. And this Columbus team showing that they are nothing to sneeze at. Very solid, very, very good hitting, very and excellent fielding and defense. And this one up high from Coach Kamich.
Smith needs to rip a gapper here so we get a run.
We need at least one run here because you got to think that Columbus is going to put up some runs of their own when they get back out there. And right now at five runs, that's just enough where you can come back in one inning. But if not, it's going to be a two-inning game. So basically what we call in football a two-possession game.
Yeah.
This one popped up.
Good.
And a sliding attempt there by catcher of Columbus, that's Stella Anderson, and you gotta love the effort,
yeah.
But just that was a centimeter away from her glove.
Heck of an effort. Come on, Smith, you gotta line one up here.
So with two outs, here comes Audrey Smith. I believe this is pitch number four coming up. And she pops this one up. Is the play gonna be made? No, that's gonna fall in, and that's gonna load the bases for Washington County.
Another break. Got to take advantage of it now with bases loaded.
With bases loaded, a solid rip in the left field, right field. I mean, that would make it a very good chance to clear the bases.
Ronderman definitely will score on a single. And you got Clark coming up. She's due to hit one out there in that right center field gap or the left center field gap.
So here's Avery Clark, left-handed batter for Washington County, and she has prime position. Only one out left, but she's going to rip this one middle. That scores at least one run in J.C. Belvin.
Got the out, and
the play at second is made, so that denies the run. And what was a rifle of a throw from center field, I had already assumed the run was coming in because it didn't seem that they were close enough to make that throw, but they are, and that will make it keep it at a five-run game here in favor of Columbus, 7-2, and we'll be going to the top of the fourth inning just like that. Washington County down 5 and Columbus up to bat after a word from our sponsors.
It's 3 a.m. You could be ordering Whataburger, but you're not. You're staring at the ceiling thinking about that one time in 2003 when you told the whole class that your dad was personal friends with George Washington and that he sends you Christmas presents. Wouldn't you rather be eating a honey butter chicken biscuit? Crispy chicken drizzled with sweet honey butter sauce, all wrapped up with a fresh biscuit. And it's available at Whataburger, 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Think about breakfast, not George Washington. What a burger.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Leading things here in the top of the fourth, and a pop-up there from number 3 of Columbus. That's Sage Leopold. Pops it up to the infield, and a play made there by Pellerun coming up from her third base spot to make the catch. Puts one out quickly on the board, and Washington County desperately needs 3 quick outs here if they have a chance at this ball game.
They need to hold this. They have a 3-up, 3-down inning here.
They absolutely need it. And this one right up the middle from Busselman is going to be grabbed by Ronneman, flipped over to first base to Clark, and that will put 2 outs on the board. But we've seen this here before from Columbus. They are able to score runs with 2 outs on the board. A team that has not let the pressure get to them so far, so don't expect them to just get a quick out here. They will fight for this one, and here is Olivia Neal. Her last time out, ripped one into left field for a nice RBI.
All right, WC, we got 2 big ones here.
She'll take the first one down low, rightfully so. She'll take a peek at Coach because that was one that was not swingable there, and she's going to put this one hard down. A little bit of a swinging button on the right side and a miscommunication at first base. It's going to allow the runner to get on here.
Now Washington County is going to argue this because she turned.
Commit's going to
have. She turned toward the inside of the field.
Well, you can run past the bag, but if you start turning to second, you can then get tagged out.
And I
don't believe she turned enough.
She didn't make a. I guess in big league terms, she didn't make a baseball move toward second.
So we're
going to call it a softball move.
Yeah, a softball move. There you go. We got to make sure we keep it right. But, yes, no, didn't make a softball move towards second. That's going to save her because she did get tagged. You could tell she thought about going to second. She just didn't make the commitment. So that saved her in the end there. So with 2 outs, here comes Fitzgerald. Pops one into center field.
Toppy with a play
there by Tatum Toppy. And we're going to talk about Tatum Toppy. Last time these two teams faced, she was a huge factor getting 2 rifles over from center field. One was to end the game here at home.
Yeah.
And she makes a tremendous grab there to end this inning. Not quite 3-up, 3-down, but you
no runs.
Exactly. You get out of this one unscathed, and now we'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Down 5 runs, 7-2 is Washington County, but they'll be looking to close that gap here in the bottom of the fourth inning after a word from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. Wish never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round.
the good old days of being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and select Dollar General stores.
All right, right back here. We're not even enough time to make the call there. Swinnerman got on the first pitch and puts it right side, and the play at first not able to be made, so she'll take an extra base there on the error, and that'll get her to second base. So lead off runner for Washington County does exactly what they need to do, get in scoring position. So that's Swinnerman on second base, and up to bat now is Tatum Pellerun. She'll take the next one down low after fouling the first one right side.
I believe she hit one on a base hit to the left last time.
Yes, she did. But this Columbus team already showing that just because you're on base doesn't mean you're going to score. They're playing great defense and playing a tremendous defensive game, making all the right decisions, all the right moves, and executing to perfection. And that's how they have a five.
That's a rip.
Here. And she's going to rip this one to second base. And
going
to third is Winterman, who takes advantage of a fumble there by Shiflett. And a late ball coming into the pitcher circle also advances Pellerun to second. So now runners on second and third for Washington County. No outs. Ideal situation to try to mount a comeback here.
This is good to see.
And Olivia coming back in after her awkward slide that seemed to have an injury, but looks like she was able to brush it off and come back into this ball game. And
she looks pretty stoved up, though.
Yeah,
but
she looks like she's got a little bit of a frown on her. But, you know, you got to imagine she's probably still hurting a little bit. But what do you and I always say, Daryl? You can play hurt, but don't play injured.
Yeah. I'm just glad to see that she's up there because it really, with that awkward slide, it really looked like she hurt her back.
It really
did. You can tell she's not feeling 110, but I am tickled. She's going to give it her all right here for her team. She wants to win this championship.
I guarantee you. You can see it on her face. She's not feeling great, but she looks determined. She'll take the first one. Comes pitch number two, and she'll swing on this one, rips it right down on the left side. That'll get into left field and score a run for Washington County. That'll maybe score two runs as the ball gets away, but Pellerun hesitates at third, and coach is going to hold her up. But chipping away at this lead, and you love to see that for Olivia Coleman.
Yes. You know, that makes any kind of hurt go away when you can rip one.
And she seems to be moving pretty well because she gets all the way to second.
But she's holding her back, holding it.
Hey, you and I always say, play hurt, don't play injured. And to the average speaker of the English language may not understand that, but when you play sports, you understand that, you know, it's hard to not play hurt.
Yeah, that's it.
But you never want to play injured, but I think she's doing the right thing here.
Keep your head down.
Kimmich
on
swings
it.
On the second one and misses, so that'll make it 0-2 to Kimmich. Comes pitch number three for Kimmich. She's going to rip this one into center field, and that's going to fall in. And that's going to score another run for Washington County.
And another one.
Olivia Coleman hesitating.
Nope.
And you got to love that from Olivia Coleman because you saw that. She did not hesitate to slide.
Yeah.
So she went in for the slide at third base, gets in, scores a run, lets her other runner advance to second base. So Kimmich on second, Coleman on third. And now only a three-run lead for Columbus up to bat.
Here comes Toppy, the one that made
Tatum
the catch.
Toppy, and with no outs, she's in position to make this a five-run inning.
Come on,
she
Tatum.
Represents the game-tying run.
Rip one, babe.
She'll let the first one go by just a little high for her.
Come on, Tatum. Don't listen to your daddy. Just hit it.
Here comes pitch number two.
He's
going to do just that. Rips into the center field. Coming around to score is Coleman. And someone better get that bat out of the way, because coming around is Kimmich. And she'll slide in. And that will make it 6-7. All of a sudden, the 5-run lead for Columbus is dwindling and almost gone here. Only a 1-run lead for them now. And with the runner in scoring position, with Tatum Toppy at second base, here comes Ryan Gable with an opportunity to switch places with her and tie this ball game up. She'll take the first one down low.
Nice rip by Toppy.
That was she smoked that ball, to say the least.
All right, little Ryan. Come on, baby.
Ryan Gable looking for something to swing at here. She takes the first two on two low pitches.
Still no outs.
So no outs, and all she has to do is trade places with Toppy, and that'll tie this ball game and end this inning. And it looks like she's going to do that. She rips one in the left field. That'll fall in, and Toppy's going to come all the way in to score. And that's going to tie the ball game 7-7. And we got ourselves a great ball game here in the final of the 8U Coach Mitch Softball All-Stars Tournament in this Little League game. And going to the top of the fifth inning, we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
And it's a home run. Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
All right, and this Washington County crowd is hyped up and ready to cheer their girls on, because they just did everything that they could to get back into this ball game. Down 7-2, they take a big bottom of the fourth inning, activate the 5 runs maximum per inning rule, and get back into the game. Tie this thing up 7-7 and never got an out. So that's how you get back in and change the momentum. But here comes Columbus looking to get some momentum back. And the first leadoff hitter is going to pop it up. And that's going to put an out on the board. And unfortunately, we have an upset hitter there. That is Addie Busselman. She felt she could have got a hit there. Just got a little under it. But left too much air under. And that resulted in an out. Nice grab made there by Zwinnerman at shortstop. And one out quickly here for Washington County.
Well, they could, if they get 3 outs in a row here, they have all the momentum.
That's for sure. And here's Brynlyn Shiflett up to bat. And she's going to rip this one right side. Second base, Belvin is able to get a hold of it, but she's going to give him a freebie as this ball gets thrown around. And Shiflett coming into second base. It's going to be safe. But you look at Zwinnerman there. She's arguing that call, but she looks like she also came up.
Slid into her arm.
Hurt wrist there. And we got ourselves another injury here. And last thing you want to see is another player get hurt. And this time it's Zwinnerman, and she comes up holding her wrist. And we'll take a moment of silence just to make sure she's all right. And we'll be back after a quick break.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
And as we come back here to get things started after the injury to Zwinnerman, thankfully she seems to be all right. She'll head to the dugout where actually her mom is a coach, so mom will get the first look at her and make sure she's okay. So we'll get an update as soon as we know if she's all right. But she's still out there, though.
She's fine.
So she'll be just fine. Looks like it is, at least.
Got an out.
And on the very first hit, I mean, we saw that was the highest swinging bunt you can get there. Yeah. As that one goes straight up, lands right between pitcher and catcher there. And that results in a base for Columbus. And on a bad throw, is able to get to second base, gets an extra base. So now runners on second and third, two in scoring position for Columbus, only one out.
We need a strikeout here.
And here's Logan Wright, and she pops one up into the infield, and Zwinnerman, showing that that wrist is just fine, makes the catch on the pop-up, gets the out. Two outs on the board, but still in a dangerous position is Washington County with runners on second and third for Columbus. They have plenty of opportunity to make something happen as Stella Anderson comes on, and Stella has gotten on base and had some hits here today, so you know she can. Let's see if she will.
Let's see. Green team, we need one out. Got to make this play up first.
Now, Kamich making calls here from the catcher position, communicating with Ronderman in pitcher circle. Let's see what happens. Here comes the first pitch, and Anderson will take that one a little too high for her liking. Not the tallest.
No. Coach was grimacing when he threw that one. He knew he got it a little too high.
He put it right around her forehead. And this one very nicely done there. And the throw down. And Belton on her knees. Able to smother it. Collects it. And flips it to first for the last out. And that retires the side. And that's going to keep it at a tie ball game. 7-7 in favor of nobody. It's a tie ball game. And we'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning where Washington County will look to break this tie after a word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student-athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, getting ready to lead things off here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Up steps Claire Schulte, number 14 for Washington County. Right-handed batter, and here comes Coach Kimmich, and she's going to put this one down low and, you know, kind of squeezes her lips there because she knows that she could have given her a better pitch there. And
Schulte ripped one on the left last time at bat.
And she's going to rip this one right down the middle, high fly ball. That'll fall in for a leadoff single for Claire Schulte.
Good job, Schulte.
Throw comes in the second, holds her at first, and then the throw coming into the pitcher circle is on target, so that's all she'll get is first base. Leadoff single for Clara Schulte, and up comes Emery Roberts. Her last time out had a nice hit right down the middle.
You're going to see a bunt right here. Columbus playing up for it.
And she does just that, but gets under it, and that one skips off the top of her bat and goes foul behind her. Just struggling with keeping that in front of the plate. And catching the ball. Let's see if she can do so here, and she's going to line up for a swing this time. Pitch too high from Coach. Makes it 1-1.
Come on, Little Roberts.
Swings at the next one and fouls it back. 1-2.
Base hit here, too. You can do it.
Here comes the next one.
Out of way to rip it in the gap.
Right field, and that'll fall in, and that should be an extra bases.
Schulte should score.
Schulte coming around third.
Trying to get there,
and the throw coming into second and into the pitcher circle. Not in time to stop Claire Schulte from scoring, but does keep Emery Roberts at third. But that will give Washington County a one-run lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Roberts ripped that ball to right center, didn't you?
You can't hit it better than that. Perfect placement right between the second base and the right fielder, and that one kept on rolling for a while.
Now we got Top of the Order and Belvin up.
And with J.C. Belvin having a runner on third, still no outs here. They want to add some more runs, some more insurance. They just took the lead 8-7 with only one more.
There you go.
And this one ripped right down the third, that shortstop hole. And that'll be another RBI single here for J.C. Belvin. 9-7. And that one just out of the reach of Soufflette at third base.
She hit that ball hard.
Hard and low to get past the fielders there, and then perfect placement gets it where it needs to go in the left field. And that scores another run, gives Washington County two insurance runs.
Come Little Ronderman.
So here comes Brindley Ronderman.
We both know Kathy's up there somewhere.
Yeah, I haven't spotted her yet, but there she is. Oh, actually, there she is right there is Kathy, and she'll be paying close attention to this at bat. And this one, a bunt that comes down, but I think they're going to call her for stepping out of the box. I definitely believe she stepped out of the batter's box here.
You got to call time, Blue.
So as the ball comes back to the pitcher circle, we'll see a time call here by the umpire. And he's going to probably call that she, on the bunt, stepped out way out of the box, trying to get a lead on the run. So goes over, speaks to Coach Kamich. Coach Kamich understands. That puts an out on the board. But that does get the runner to third, to second base. That's J.C. Belvin in scoring position now. And here comes Audrey Smith. Take the first pitch down low.
That runner really needs to go back to first. She needs to go.
She'd get tagged out, can't she?
No, she needs to go back to first because you can't move up on a dead ball.
Right. And this one ripped into right field. And that will score J.C. Belvin. And you just mentioned it there. Umpire missed one. And looks like Coach Manager Soufflette is not going to catch it either.
So nice rip.
So it'll stay at three insurance runs for Washington County. Doesn't look like anybody noticed that. So it'll be 10-7 in favor of Washington County. Only one out. Audrey Smith on first. And up comes Avery Clark. First pitch up high for Clark. That'll be ball one. Here comes pitch number two. And this one off the end of her bat there will make it 1-1.
Just missed that one.
There you go. And she doesn't like that one too far away from her. That should make it 2-1. Coach Kamich asking for a count. And this one up high left field, that's going to fall in for a base hit. And that will now advance Audrey Smith to second. Runners on first and second for Washington County with 3 runs already on the board. And how good the defense has been here today, you got to wonder whether that'll do it or not.
Still only one out.
Exactly. Here comes Lila Zwinnerman.
She bunted twice for 2 singles.
A bunt wouldn't make sense here. But she's not going to show bunt. And that one, a one hopper that Anderson now taking two off the face mask.
Never flinched, though.
No. That's why the gear's there. Here comes pitch number 2, and she'll take this one. This one goes right between the legs. Oh, that makes it 2-0. Swedenberg gets back in her stance. Here's the pitch, and that one looked like it was a little bit better chest high.
Third
as it came
pitch.
Through the strike zone, and that makes it pitch number 3, but 3-0. Comes pitch number 4, and that one low from Coach Kamich, and in this at-bat, Coach has not given her one to swing at, and she, you can tell she's showing the frustration.
She got a swing no matter if it bounces up there.
Here it comes. And she swings, and that one popped up foul. And Stella Anderson with a tremendous play. Diving play right behind third base. Right behind home plate. The catcher, Stella Anderson. She's going to get high fives from that. That ball coming behind her. Dives backwards, makes the grab. Da-da-da, da-da-da.
That's what I'm talking about.
That was a highlight reel play if I've ever seen one.
All right, Bellerin, here we go. We need that runner off the second.
And honestly, the crowd on both sides loving that one. You can't blame them.
You got to cheer for kids like that.
Exactly. And this pitch too high from Coach. Like you always mention, coaches can get in that slump of pitching.
Yeah, you get to thinking about how that you have to throw it. And it's hard to do.
It is. It's so much pressure on the whoever they choose to pitch. And a lot of times the head coach will put it on themselves. And Coach puts this one down low, 2-0. Here comes pitch number 3 and up high, but Pellerun says, I want it anyway. Flips it over to third base, and that'll get the force out of third and retire the side. But Washington County able to break the deadlock. Puts 3 insurance runs on the board, and now going into the top of the 6th inning, Columbus will need 3 runs to stay alive in this ball game. We'll be back with the top of the 6th after a word from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
All right, getting started here in top of the 6th inning. And like I mentioned before the break, well, Columbus in a tough situation because they absolutely need 3 runs and 3 outs here to get back into this ballgame. The score is 10-7 in favor of Washington County. So that's 3 insurance runs for them. And after that one, a hard hit ground ball that Thankfully, Ronderman is able to smother in the pitcher's circle, gets the throw in time to first, and that's already one down. So that's two outs left for them. Columbus with two outs is going to get a hit there. That's going to be to the shortstop, and that's going to be not in time on the run. The throw in time, and a beautiful play made there by Zwenderman to come up, grab that, scoop it, and toss it to first. That puts a second out on the board, and now down to their last out. Here comes Rowan Cheka. Columbus's tournament hopes riding on the bat of Rowan Cheka. And this one popped right side. That will fall foul. Make it 0-1 to Cheka. And needing one more out, coach will call a time here just to have a quick word with Cheka. Make sure she give her a couple pointers, everything that she needs to know. Make sure that she doesn't miss anything because this is a very important out at bat. They need to get two runners on and then drive everybody home.
We're going to make this last out. I'm going to go with Belvin to finish this game.
It would be appropriate with how many plays she's made. And that'll make it 0-2 now. So while every batter gets a maximum of five pitches, if Cheka swings and misses, that will be it. A maximum of five, not a minimum. Here it is, and she's going to hit this one right side, collected by Park, and that's going to end the game. That's the ball game. Washington County wins 10-7 in a very close defensive game. Both teams played well, but Washington County Green will win and win the tournament. We'll be back for some postgame after a word from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their All-Star Tournament games.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Thielemann Construction and Steg & Thielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction and Steg & Thielemann Plumbing. Visit online at ThielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
All right, back here to Burton Friends and Neighbors Field here, and that over at Roberts Field in Friends and Neighbors Park here in Burton. And what a ball game we just had. Final score, 10 runs for Washington County. They win 10 runs to 7 against Columbus. And Columbus had it. It was a huge comeback from Washington County that allowed them to get the win. They didn't come back until the fourth inning and then topped it off with some three insurance runs in the fifth inning to get the lead, and that's how much they win by. Three-run lead, 3-1 run victory for Washington County, and they'll have their ceremony to get all their medals and rings and all that good stuff. Medals for the runner-ups, rings for the winners, and always a beautiful moment. You know, this is what creates that love for sports, baseball, softball, no matter what you're playing. When you come out as a youngster and get an experience like this, I mean, they had a great tournament, plenty of fun games, fun environment. Shout out to everybody, all the players, spectators, parents, friends, family that show up. They all part of this experience, cheering on their girls. As you heard, no shortage of turnout here in Burton, and that's what it's all about. So they'll enjoy this, and of course, no more can be said about Columbus. You can't say anything more about how well they played. You can't speak highly enough about it. They played very well. That's why they had a 5-run lead at one point in this ball game. But Washington County shows why they were undefeated up to this point and get a victory there and to take the title. And any final thought from you, Daryl?
You know, Washington County, they played defense from game one through, I guess this is game five for them. They sit there and have been the best defense. Columbus has been the second best defense through this whole tournament. So to me, the best two teams played for championship, and that's what you want when you host the tournament. Oh, Nick is running. He's going to pull a hammy and stuff, taking pictures.
Nick's got to be careful. Last time he ran like that was at the graduation. He took a spill. So.
Yeah, let him go.
He got out there quickly, showing that 40 speed right down the third baseline in the left field.
He was booking it. But back to this, you know, great group of girls, great group of parents, and that's what it takes. You're going to hear me preach every single time we're on the radio. A team is only as good as the parents behind them. If the parents play together as a team, your kids are going to play together as a team. You can see it there. All the parents are on the field taking the pictures and stuff, which they should. Columbus over here, not going to lie to you, probably my favorite coach. He is a player's coach. He doesn't get caught up in the moment of arguing and everything. These kids are 8 years old. I am the most competitive person you want to be around, but he has set the best example, which at this age, your job not only is to have your kids prepared, and you want to win the whole thing, but your number one goal is to teach them to play the game fundamentally correct, but set a great example. Tonight, there was no arguing in the stands, hollering, and everything from both sides. Tickled to death with that. You know, so proud of all these little girls. Hats off to Columbus. They have nothing to be ashamed about battling back from a defeat the other night to Washington County. Here, had the lead, had a chance. Washington County just did not give up. They made the plays when they needed to. They hit the ball when they needed to hit the ball. And just proud of them. Congratulations to Washington County on the championship. I guess my closing deal is, let it rain.
I can't agree with you more there. The coach, I mean, he seems to buy into there are more lessons in losses than there are in victories. While victories are great, and I'm sure he would have loved to win, you can tell by his attitude, he's a great coach for these young girls over on the Columbus side. Great attitude. Even when it was winning, he was clapping for the other team, congratulating. Yes. When every time Washington County made a good play,
he high-fived
them, touched gloves with them, and you just got to love it. That's what it's all about. It's about the experience. This is 8-year-old softball.
That's right.
So at the end of the day, it's going to be what you remember is the experience. You know, of course, nice to get the ring and everything, but the experience is what matters, the lessons you take from it going into your middle school, high school career, all that good stuff. So
absolutely. Tremendous job, buddy. I'm going to check out and go pick up trash.
Okay.
But thank you for letting me play again. You be careful, have fun, and stay in touch.
Always a pleasure.
See you, bro.
So that's Dale Kiki signing off, and we'll be back with a little more post-game after a word from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, as we come back here to Burton Friends and Neighbors Park, great game just played here on Roberts Field where we saw Washington County win the tournament here in the 8U Little League All-Stars Coach Pitch Softball Tournament. And a huge victory. They go undefeated all the way through. Huge dominant performances all the way around. And today was a special one. It took a comeback victory from them to get the victory here and take the title. And big shout out to the coaching staff, of course, manager Sarah Kimmich, coaches Ren Ronderman, Kate Zwinderman, and Sean Pelleran, all playing a role in getting these girls ready and doing so fantastically in a way that they're able to win this and create a great experience for these young ladies and everybody involved. There's everybody's on the field now enjoying the victory, celebrating the victory. And on the other side, Columbus is in right field, huddled up, taking the lessons from this. And, you know, while it never feels good to lose, there are things to take from it, and it, you know, learning how to lose correctly and taking the lessons moving forward is also a very important thing in every sport, and softball is no different. It's all about taking these lessons, moving forward in their careers, as many of these girls will continue to shape out great careers. They have bright futures ahead of them in the sport. And congratulations again to Washington County as they win the 8U Coach Pitch Softball Little League All-Stars Tournament here in Burton. And thank you to everybody in Burton that makes this happen. It's a big operation and it takes a lot of people. And everybody here is volunteers that do this for the love of the game. We'll be back for a post-game wrap-up after a word from our sponsors.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
All right, post-game wrap-up here. Washington County taking the victory against Columbus. They go undefeated and win the 8U Little League All-Stars Coach Pitch Softball Tournament here in Burton. So congratulations. Everybody's smiling on the field, having a great time, and celebrating the win. Of course, always a little easier to smile when you get the victory. And my name's Javi Jr. signing off, and we'll catch you next time.
Play ball!
This broadcast is brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, HEB and Branham, Fatty's Box, PP Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Cody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wilman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez Computer Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Waterburger and Branham, Dominion Associates, GVR Materials, Lynn College, Patriots Insurance, Keelan and General Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Certain Friends and Neighbors, Tennessee State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Alton and Jason Street, Double D Glass Service, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRose Cadillac GMC Buick, Bank of Brown, Poly Construction, TBM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Sheldon's Buy and Buy, Keto Trader, Holistic Waterwell Service, Private Financial, La Morelos Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Pajero Tiles, and Burnham National Bank. The final score, Washington County 10 to Columbus 7. This has been a presentation of Cougar Giants Sports.